You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we are speaking with our dear friend, Sam Bafani, who is now head of analysis at Quantio, a new company out of Southern California, tracking what's cool and hot online. And what's cool and hot online, Sam, we were just speaking about Amazon's brand new Fire Phone, and we had mentioned, and we talked a little bit about the break, the value here. Tell our listeners really about the value that Amazon's bringing with this phone.
Yeah, so one of the things, so the phone costs about $199 if you're going to have to do it to your contract. You're not, if you have a contract already. But what they're offering is a full year of Amazon Prime for free, which is worth $100. And whether you're a existing Prime member or a new Prime member, you get that $100 benefit, which is access to, I think something like a million songs, 100,000 videos, et cetera.
Yeah, music, they got movies. Like you say, it's a great value. If you consider that with the two-year contract with AT&T, it's about $100 all in. And hey, Samsung, if you're listening, watch out. Apple, if you're listening, watch out. And speaking of watching and Appling simultaneously, you like that segue? The Apple iWatch. What's the big news this week about Apple iWatch?
The Journal came out. There's been a lot of these reports out of China. I think at the All Things D conference a couple weeks ago, some of the news was leaking out essentially that Apple's going to be coming out with all of these new products at the end of the year, like towards the end of the year. And the wrist device from Apple, right, a smartwatch, is rumored to be coming out in October, which is probably going to be the biggest launch of the year when Apple comes out with that watch.
Yeah, the news I heard slipping out was that it's potentially going into production as early as this coming month. Wow, amazing. And speaking of this coming month, there's a brand new announcement from Harley-Davidson. Now, normally we wouldn't think of Harley-Davidson high tech. Harley-Davidson is core motorcycle, gas, motor, loud, noise. They got an electric bike. Did you hear about this?
Isn't that amazing? It was, it's a matter of time, but good for them. I think they said they're going to start showing it to consumers next week. They're going to do a promotional tour so people can actually see it. I think it starts in New York is where the first tour is going to start.
I mean, I applaud Harley, that they're out there and they're addressing the issue about, being nice to the ecology and green, but I'm sure it's got a lot of muscles. It doesn't, the pictures I've seen, it don't look like your mama's electric bike. It is a serious Harley, true thoroughbred, muscular looking bike, really exciting. But the fact that it's electric, I think it's a, sign of the times, man. This company, which has been around for a long time in the U.S. and all about, core motorcycles and breeding and the gas and the smell and the sound, that they're addressing the world going to green. So I think that's kind of cool that they're going to go to technology. We'll see if we can get one of those and check it out. I'd be excited to check it out. I think it's pretty cool.
I really want to hear I don't know if you heard, but one of the things they said, they're going to be offering a new sound with the bike.
I think they have to.
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see what that thing's going to sound like.
Oh, you talk about, you can always tell when there's a Harley coming down the street. I mean, you hear that motor just nail it, and you know that it's going to be a Harley that's going to pass by. So it gets everybody's head on the turn. They all look onto the street. So you got it right. What kind of sound could they possibly mimic on an electric bike to get that same type of presence that the Harley is so well known for? It'll be very interesting to see what happens. But I applaud them for trying to be changed. Don't just do the same technology all the time. Come out there, address it, do something new. Speaking of guys that have to address and do something new, what the heck happened to Oracle? My goodness gracious. That technology stock took a big hit this week. What's going on there?
They dropped something like 6 to 8% this week. They, unfortunately, they weren't able to hit the analyst forecast. They still brought in. Let's not forget, they still brought in something like $11 billion, which was a little bit shy of what was forecast. But it looks like the investors aren't treating that news very good in terms of their outlook for the rest of the year.
Yeah, tough one there. Real shame. But I'm sure Oracle, they've been around a long time. I'm sure they're going to bounce back just fine. Maybe a good opportunity to do a little buy now.
There you go. Yeah, buy when it's cheap.
Well, Sam, we certainly appreciate you being here. Speaking of being here, today is the summer solstice, which means it is the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. A big shout out to the original technology gurus, the original tech guys back in the day in England created Stonehenge. Stonehenge was this amazing, we still don't know all the details about who made it and why it's there, but one of the things that we are able to identify is Stonehenge tracks the summer solstice. It allows us to know when that middle of the start of the summer, the longest day of the year. And to celebrate this, we are having a great summertime giveaway, a one-night stay at the fabulous Reno Peppermill Casino and Resort. Go to peppermillreno.com to read all about it. Go to populartechnologyradio.com to sign up. Go to our blogs. This is going to be a tech story we're going to cover next week. They have a geothermal energy recovery. They have advanced gameplay. We're going to be covering it on. Go to populartechnologyradio.com. Sign up for our summer giveaway at the fabulous Peppermill Resort and Casino. Big shout out and thanks to them for supplying the room and dinner. And coming up, we've got Mr. Spock's tricorder for real. A company out of Israel called Consumer Physics created the SIO. That's going to be something interesting. And then we've got Amazon and Costco. If they met online and they created an online experience, it would be box.com. Stay right where we are. This is Mike Kahn, Popular Technology Radio.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Brembo, the choice of champions. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.